Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to this episode of the Scottish Paddlecast, brought to you by the Scottish Canoe Association. You're currently tuning in to the latest episode of People of Paddlesport series, where we are catching up with the diverse characters across Scottish paddlesport community. I'm your host, Roger Holmes.
And I'm your co-host, Lara Cooper. Joining us today are two of our SCA young ambassadors, Ava and Cameron. Both under 16, Ava's a keen sea kayaker and Cameron a whitewater and sea paddler. Both are on their journey to get qualified in the sport, and we're delighted that they are here with us today to share their passion and insights about their journey and ambitions.
Hello. Opening question, which we always ask. Ava, if you could paddle anywhere in the world, where would it be, who would it be with, and in what craft?
I want to paddle all over the world, but I don't have a specific place of where I'd love to go. On the sea, probably. In a sea boat, because I'm a sea kayaker, and just with whoever is around me at that time doing kayaking.
Now that sounds cool. Same question to you, Cameron.
That's quite a difficult question. I suppose probably off in somewhere chasing some big water, in my rewind, of course, and probably with three or four of my close friends that are my age and all share the same passion.
Brilliant. Lovely. Ava, do you want to kick us off by telling us a bit about how you got into paddling? You're a keen sea kayaker, yeah? But how did you get started? And
I started when I was 8, so 7 years ago, and I started in a canoe. Me and my dad did an expedition down the Spey for a few days, and that's kind of where I started paddling. Then I did a few courses here and there, and then properly got into sea kayaking a few years ago.
And you paddle a lot with your dad now, don't you? Both in your Whereabouts do you mainly do most of your paddling?
Mainly around Tay and then kind of the east coast of Scotland, just because that's where we're based.
Great. Lovely. What about yourself, Cameron?
So no one else in my family actually paddles at all, really. So I got put on like a week-long summer program at Lowport when I was like 8 or 9. And then kind of got the bug for it. Went to, I think, a couple of years after that. Like, I kept going each year. Then I found Port Edgar Water Sports in Queensferry. I done a week-long course there. And then I also heard about the volunteer program. So 3 years ago now, I joined the volunteer program and volunteered for a year. And then spending almost every day for 7 weeks of the summer here on someone else's session, kind of helping them out. And so that's when I started thinking, oh, I could sort of do this sort of thing. And then sort of kind of snowballed from there, got qualified, and now I actually work at Port Edgar.
You're in between sessions at the moment, aren't you? You're in the back room.
Yeah, I've got a session at 8:30.
Great, that's brilliant. Can you both share what it is that hooked you into paddling? What do you love about it? What's the best thing about going? Why do you keep going back for more?
I love the adventure of paddling and kind of getting to go anywhere, especially on the sea. There's a lot of places you visit in the sea and like in the caves and whatnot that you could never get to by walking or by car or anything. You can only really access them by a boat, and I think it's just the freedom and the adventure of being able to go anywhere.
How about you, Cameron?
It's kind of two main things for me. So one is obviously the adrenaline you get from any water sport. I like that buzz, the feeling that you get off of it, but also the community that comes along with paddle sports. So meeting new people, making lifelong friends, meeting people that you wouldn't meet if you weren't on the river together.
But both of you are young ambassadors, SCA young ambassadors. Could you share why you wanted to get involved and become a young ambassador? Ask Ava for a start on that question.
For a few different reasons. One of it was to kind of be able to start sharing the word of young people in paddle sports a bit more, and to meet other people like my own age and stuff, because especially in the sea kayak world, it's quite an awful lot of like older people. There's not many younger teens and kids in sea kayaking. So yeah, just to meet different people.
Same question to you, Cameron.
I don't know. Well, it was, I heard of it and then I was like, I don't actually know very many other young people my age that paddle. So I guess for me, it was about making contacts and connections and making friends that are my age and could go out paddling together pretty much.
Right. And we started the program, we all met at Gran Tully for a weekend on the Tay last autumn, didn't we? I think it was August or September. And we've had a couple of meetings since. We've got a few things going on coming up. Can you tell us a bit about what you've enjoyed about it, or what you are enjoying about it?
when we first met up at Grand Tully, the main thing that I think I got out of it at the start was like meeting the people, the other young ambassadors, like making connections, swapping phone numbers and stuff like that. And through that, I've made a lot of, made two or three friends that I've been paddling with outside of the young ambassadors, kind of expanding my group, the people that I paddle with.
Again, I like the meeting the new people as well. And also at CVC conference, it was good to be able to share like the young ambassadors and our stories and kind of a bit about who we were with like the wider paddling community and just kind of show everyone else what young people could do in paddle sports and stuff.
You were really passionate about at that event about sharing with the others to welcome young people because you faced some barriers, mm-hmm. haven't you, Ava, in your getting to clubs. Do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
I think in lots of sea kayaking club, or certainly the ones around me, there's a lot of, because they're run by older people and that, and you don't see many young people in paddle sports, they are quite shy at getting young people on, or they've got contracts saying that they're only taking like over 18s or whatever, and it's just hard to get in, meet new people when there's all there's, like when they've got barriers in place. There's nothing stopping them lowering the barriers or anything. And I think slowly, like, different clubs that I've spoke to are starting to come around and look into it, but it takes a while to be able to fully get them to allow everyone.
Yeah, great. And you're doing some work with your local club, aren't you, to try and persuade them to start exploring what some of those challenges are and how they can overcome them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you were certainly all very well received at the CVC. And I have to say, I really enjoyed the way you all got on right from the day one when we started at Grantley, and you're all messing about playing football and ultimate frisbee and rounders, I think it was at the CVC. You all seemed to get on instantly, which was amazing.
Yeah.
What's coming up next for the young ambassadors, Cameron? What's happening next in the programme?
So we've planned a whitewater safety rescue course, which is happening in August with a couple of the young ambassadors. We've worked with Glenmore Lodge to make it more affordable and kind of bring us all together doing that. Then also in August, we've got a practice overnight expedition. Next year, we're doing the Great Glen, 4 nights, 5 days together. And then also in September, we're up north doing a weekend of surf kayaking as well as a group.
I loved how that surf, it's fantastic. I mean, there's loads of opportunities coming up, isn't there? Which is fantastic. The surf kayaking weekend was, for the benefit of our listeners, came about because some people from the surf community were with the young ambassadors during the CVC event and were really impressed by them as people and really wanted to support them. So basically came to us and said, we'd like to take these guys surf kayaking and give them an opportunity to try it. It shows how well you guys presented yourself during the weekend. There's been lots of other people who've said to us, we'd really like to help these guys. What can we do? You know, we're here to shout and we've got a volunteer coming out helping us with the sea kayaking trip. So, yeah, I think it's really nice to involve some other people wanting to get involved to support you guys as you move on.
Yeah, that was really, it really was a credit to you guys. I just wanted to maybe start looking at what your ambitions in paddle sport are and maybe that coaching journey you've been on, sort of where you started and what your plans are for the future. Perhaps you could share that with us, Ava.
So I did a few personal performance kind of awards. So I did my paddle explore award and then my sea kayak award, and then September of last year I did my paddle sport and instructor award at East Nuke Outdoor Centre, and since then I've used it to kind of help me out pool sessions with my clubs at winter, and I'm hoping to do some volunteering at Willowgate this year.
Oh no, brilliant.
Your dad, he's now Sea Kayak leader, isn't he?
Yeah.
And you do a bit of hanging out with him and sort of keeping your eye on what that might look like for you in the future.
Yeah, I like going along on trips and just assisting, because you can then kind of start learning how to do it and start leading people without all the responsibilities and whatnot of it.
So is that one of your future ambitions, Ava?
Yeah.
Oh no, brilliant.
What about yourself, Cameron?
So I done my PSI when I was 14 at Willowgate with Adam Burns. Straight from the start, that built a really strong contact between me and him. And since then, I've been asking him for advice, like recommending qualifications and stuff like that. Then I done the core coach training, the under-18s one at Glenmore Lodge last year. And then I went back up to Willowgate and done my Sheltered Water Canoe and Kayak coach training with Adam again. And I'm in the process of organising an assessment with him. I've also done my coastal navigation tidal planning. I done that at Port Edgar with Matt Haydot. I've got my Sea Kayak Award, which I'd done with Mark Sadler a year ago, maybe more, possibly, not quite sure. And then I'm looking for some sea kayak trainings on the cards, and then possibly also talking to Stuart about doing some whitewater leader training.
Right. So you're really racking them up.
Yeah.
You're a little bit like, for listeners, Ava's 15, so she's got needs to wait until she's 16 before she can start doing the sea kayak leader. Cameron is 16, aren't you, Cameron? So you've started that leadership qualification journey.
If maybe you could start, just tell us what inspired you to start getting qualified and start that journey. Maybe Ava for a start.
I just enjoy helping others and stuff, which kind of got me into doing it. And as I said before, I've kind of started helping my dad out and doing different things he was doing and helping along at the club and stuff, and that just kind of gave me the motivation to go and get my actual qualifications and start doing them, so I could start doing it on my own at some point.
And Cameron, how about you?
I suppose it's kind of just the like almost sharing what paddle sports is and getting people hooked on it, and then seeing them progress and like almost fall in love with the sport. And then seeing them going, oh, I can do this. And just really seeing them progress up that ladder.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So I know for both of you, there's been significant people who've helped you on that qualification journey, haven't there? Can you tell us sort of, you know, who they are or how they might have inspired you or helped you to start that journey? Go, Ava.
I think my dad has helped me quite a lot go through it, because I've kind of, he's done a course and then a few years later I've kind of followed along suit, so I've kind of been following, and also because he's done it before me, I can kind of see the steps you need to take and like the path to kind of follow, so I think that's really helped.
Great. What about yourself, Cameron?
So Roisin, the volunteer coordinator, was one of the first people that were like, Cameron, you do realize you could get qualified. So Port Edgar is predominantly a sailing centre, and to do your dinghy instructor, you have to be 16. At the time, I was 14, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to wait 2 years. But then I learned about the paddle sports instructor that you had to be 14 to do. And it was actually her that kind of showed it to me and was like, oh, you should give it a try. So she kind of kicked things off for me. And as I said, once I went up to Willowgate, I met Adam Burns, and he's been a really good contact throughout my whole qualification journey. And then sort of last year, Stuart came to Port Edgar, and he's been pushing paddle sports at Port Edgar, and also I'd say pushing me as well, like out of my boundaries and out of my comforts, and kind of took me under his wing a little bit.
Having people around you who believe in you is really important, isn't it? And giving you ideas and suggestions. Have you faced any challenges on your way?
I'd say the main challenge is almost the price of getting qualified. Like, courses are expensive, getting to courses are expensive, and I suppose especially when I was in that volunteering role, trying to fund the courses was quite difficult. But then I found out about the Sport Scotland funding, and that helped a lot. So Sport Scotland have actually partly funded nearly all the qualifications that I've done up until now. So they helped me with my paddle sport safety and rescue, my PSI, my core coach training, and the sheltered water coach training, and I've actually got funding for my assessment as well. So they've definitely been a big help.
Right. What about yourself, Ava?
The main challenge I've had is mainly just being slightly younger and just kind of having to wait, because obviously you have to be 16 to do your leader and coaches, and it's just kind of a waiting game of waiting to be there.
Where's the help of your dad to help support that whole get into places if he's doing the same courses or similar courses in the past? Mm-hmm. Were you nervous about doing qualifications and doing courses and things? Maybe Ava for a start.
Not really. Most of the courses I'd done, I was either doing it with people I knew or like the coaches running the courses I kind of knew roughly. So it wasn't like I was meeting huge new people or huge amounts of new people when I was doing them, which helped a lot. And also kind of because I've been following like my dad's progress and that, you can kind of see you can compare your abilities to like him when he was doing the courses, and kind of it makes you think that you're ready for it or to wait a wee bit, or it's a good way to actually see where you are and what you think you're ready for.
That's brilliant. How about you, Cameron?
I suppose not particular, but the only thing was sort of my age, like being the sort of younger one at courses. But I think the under 18 specific courses have helped a lot with that. So the core coach training, with everyone being under 18, yet again, made contacts, met new people all under 18. And I think that kind of helped a lot.
That's really good to know. It means we, you know, good reason for continuing them and continue to run them. That's brilliant.
You've both mentioned that one of the challenges sometimes is just being the younger person around. How have you found that when you're in more of a like a lead role, Cameron, when you're working, or Ava when you're coaching in the pool, those kind of things? How does that pan out for you?
I've not had faced many problems with being a younger coach at the moment, but I think it's possibly because more of my coaching's either been assisting, so they don't see you as the responsible person; they just see you as kind of a helper. Or it's been coaching within a club where everyone kind of knows you and your stories and what you've done and your capabilities before you start coaching them. So they build a relationship with you before you're teaching them. So and because they know you, then because they've seen what you've done, they can't really go, "Oh, you can't do it," because they kind of know you can.
I'd say overall, not faced that many challenges, but there's one or two instances that have stood out, and it's just people like coming on courses and meeting them in the morning saying, "Oh, I'm your instructor, blah, blah, blah." And occasionally you get the one that goes, "Are you old enough to instruct, or are you sure you know what you're doing?" And I feel like that is a challenge, but having the staff and the management behind you to come out and tell them that, "Oh yeah, Cameron's a good instructor," or "he knows what he's in," sort of thing. Or even when you're first in the morning, like doing something cool in the water, it kind of makes them go, "Oh, actually, maybe he does know what he's doing," sort of thing. So it is a challenge, but I definitely think there's ways around it and ways it can make better.
Great.
What are your ambitions moving forward, Ava? You know, in paddle sport or without paddle sport?
So I'm hoping to do my sea kayak coach and leader soon, so I can start progressing within that my journey. I want to go on and do marine biology at university after school, but then possibly taking that in to do sea kayaking guides and stuff, kind of more around that side of things as well.
I know, brilliant. How about yourself, Cameron?
So I'm hoping by the end of this year that I'll at least have the training for the whitewater leader and the sea kayak leader done, and possibly maybe the assessment. But if not, kind of doing that next year, starting next year. And then sort of maybe next year thinking about coach training possibly. We'll kind of see how things pan out. Sort of like after school. So I had in my head for ages that I wanted to do engineering, but the more time I spend around full-time coaches and people, it's kind of open my eyes a bit and realise that, oh, that'd be quite fun to do. So I'm kind of looking at uni, sort of doing outdoor education, looking at different places, looking at different pathways that will take me to there.
What would you both say to other young people who are thinking about getting into paddle sport qualifications or getting into coaching or instructing? Ava?
Kind of just that it is possible to do it at a young age, and or whatever age you are, it's possible to do it. You just need to kind of have faith in yourself, just find places to do it.
Brilliant. Cameron, go for it.
At the end of the day, just go for it. Like, believe in yourself that you can do it. It is possible for young people to get qualified, and believe it or not, there's more young people that are qualified than you think. You're not alone, but give it a shot, go for it, and see what happens.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us this afternoon and sharing your experience of getting into paddle sport, going down the qualification pathway, and also being young ambassadors. We really appreciate it. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, big thank you to you both for joining us today and for sharing your the passion that you both clearly got for the sport. We wish you all the best, and we look forward to paddling with you guys again soon. Thank you to everyone at home for listening. In this People of Paddle Sport podcast series, we share stories from the diverse paddle sport community. If you'd like to share your story or know someone else who might, we'd love to hear from you. Just email Roger or I at hello@canoescotland.org. Be sure to like and to subscribe to us whenever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on Podbeam, Spotify and Apple. We hope you enjoyed listening today and hope that everyone's keeping safe. Goodbye.